Come on, Norster Kenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord!
Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
Make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 151 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, January 15th.
We still got that 151 available?
We do.
Oh, God.
No. No. What? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there isn't any available.
This is Aaron, and this episode we talk about Hatties, Buys, and Hedge Ducks.
Hedge Ducks?
Hedge Ducks, hedge why not? Ducks. In the studio with me, as always, is Mr. Kenny.
What up?
And Mr. Dev.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
It's been a while.
No, we don't like Stain.
No. We don't like stains.
And we're not good at karaoke.
Nope.
As evidence A, or exhibit A. Yeah.
I think there's a video to prove that, but we're not showing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we got some Kenny trying to sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Girls! Fun!
Oh, man.
It was more like Weekend at Bernie's.
And
Kenny was Bernie. Just like,
I think Amanda was holding my head up at some point.
Pretty much.
That was a New Year's. Was that Christmas Day or New Year's Day?
No, it was some random day.
I thought it was like right after Christmas. It's like a holiday. No. I just got my camera. I think it's like Christmas Day.
We can catch you on any day trying to do this.
No, you can't.
No. Fair enough. Yes, it was.
I think
shortly after
Christmas.
I think it's
like Christmas Day or like the day after Christmas.
It wasn't that soon, but yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. Nobody needs to see that ever.
Oh, maybe we'll have to find that somewhere.
It might still be on that camera.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think I've deleted anything off of there.
It's a gem.
No, it's not.
Screen gem, if you will.
That's the coal that the diamond has not become yet.
It hasn't solidified like your soul.
No, it's blackened like my. It's stained black. It's horrible.
The coal in the rough.
It's coalable.
So Jive over here is wearing purple.
Oh yeah, I like Prince.
You like
He's
Prince?
Awesome.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun. Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, the Wild Goal song.
We do.
And who else plays?
It's also
plays
the,
a little Let's Go Crazy for.
Ironically, they did it like three times for one touchdown because it got called back twice. It did happen. I witnessed it. But they actually let out Pyro for the third time and the first time.
Nice.
So I think the pyro guys are getting a little itchy at their trigger finger.
A little trigger happy.
Yeah.
So are you saying there was some football the other day?
You know, if you haven't noticed,
yeah.
If you're in the state of Minnesota, you've had to be hiding underneath a rock.
Right.
There has been some hand egg happening.
And, I know we're a hockey podcast, but it doesn't hurt to mention it here.
Even the Wild were getting into the Skol chant.
Yeah.
Including Suter, who's the Packers fan, hiding in the back.
Right.
Although I love that. I love that whole video, though, of everyone doing the Skol clap. And Stewie was, like, super into it.
Yeah.
But he was, like aggressively into it, like... It was the best.
Well,
if you go look for the video, the video is awesome. But you look at Stewie, he's like, he's way too into it.
Right,
I love it though.
You know what I miss is the Stewie, like the Stewie run, the Stewie
coming in hot,
coming in hot.
Yeah,
no, he's not doing that anymore.
Well, in
as far as I know,
yeah. The other night too, when Winnipeg was in town, Wheeler. Blake Wheeler.
He was
right?
in the school champ
yeah.
too, yeah.
He is up there.
He's
yeah.
like this.
Which, I'm well, we temporarily gave him back his Minnesota passport.
Yes. Temporarily.
Temporarily. gave him back his Minnesota passport.
Eric Johnson, you're still fucked, man. Stay in Colorado. You can't cheer for the Vikings. Screw you.
Turncoat.
Turncoat.
Yep. So that happened. Quite a tremendous end to a game.
Yeah.
That I think a lot of Minnesota people, hockey or not, were
that was like Granny doing the sweet thing thing.
It was like one of those moments in any sports that, you know, like, I don't know. It's like almost unbelievable, you know.
It's like, the same level as, you know, that the Granny sweep it or the Kirby. Yeah. You know,
you got a double,
Kirby walk off,
right? You got to
see. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, you got to double check that, like,
just with the wrong, you're not buck,
right? You're not just like playing John Madden's or NHL on the Xbox, like that happened, you know.
So Minnesota guys all around.
Yeah.
When's the disappointment happening? Is it
never? We're having the trifecta this year.
Ooh. Really?
Actually, maybe there might even be four.
The Wolves are doing okay.
Well, they are, but they won't be till next year. Will happen for them.
Well, it'd be the same time the Wild would win.
No. The Wild are winning this year.
Yeah.
The Wolves, I don't think, will win a championship this year.
What about the Twins?
They're going to win a championship this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You heard it from Nostradivus.
You heard it. You heard it here first.
Yep. Madam Jive.
Madam Jive.
We're going to have a Super Bowl here.
Or a Superb Owl.
Yeah.
Superb Owl.
We're going to have...
Or a Super Bowl.
We're going to have a Stanley...
I've had a few of those at U.S. Bank. It's been quite delicious.
We're going to have a Stanley Cup here. And we're going to... bring in our third World Series championship.
Madam Jive is saying it right here.
Mark my words.
Throwing it down.
Yes.
All right.
There's silence.
Where are the crickets?
Where are the crickets?
That's what I was looking for.
Well, I got to say that was one incredible ending of a game.
So for the... people that don't know.
The ones that have been living underneath a rock.
Yes, there was a giant catch by... Stephon Diggs.
Can you dig it?
Which, I must say, I know we're rambling on here a little bit, but it's Stephon Diggs, my daughter, who has made me a grandfather... and I'm about to be a grandfather again.
Almost twice over.
Yep. Yeah. But she was out with my mom, her grandma, and they were at Buffalo Wild Wings. And it just happened to be like a Viking, I don't know, they were talking with, I think they were there with like K-Fan or something.
Sure. Yeah.
And so, you know, in walked my daughter, my mom, and, you know, little baby Aria. And so here we are. And, you know, they're looking for a high chair. They find a high chair. Who comes over and brings the high chair over to the table for them like a gentleman? Stephon Diggs. So he's
a gentleman. Is he hard for money?
He's working at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is his contract that bad?
Fucking Wilfs, man. They screw the taxpayers of Minnesota.
Right.
They screw Stephon Diggs. He's got to work at Buffalo Wild Wings.
You know, there's a reason that Keenum only signed the 1-year contract. So that way, after he wins the Super Bowl, he can get a lot of money.
So I got to wonder now. So they're, you know... The whole Trump tax deal here now, they're cutting all these corporate taxes. So does that include like all the, you know, like what's brought in by like these, you know, like the NFL or even the,
Well, the franchises that's all going to be state tax.
Yeah.
That's all state tax.
I mean, there's going to be federal.
There's federal tax.
A little bit, but we're not going to really. The impact there is not going to be significant, actually.
No, I don't. Yeah. It's all going to be primarily state tax. So the state's making a lot more money off of all this because they're taxing everybody. It's similar to.
So it's not taxed like a corporation then?
Because
it still is a company. I mean, it's a.
Well no, because the NFL is a nonprofit, actually.
And all the players in this.
I'm sorry.
What was it? Sorry, were your eyes just rolling back in your head there?
Sorry for my eye roll.
Yeah, a nonprofit that's going from a $15 billion to a $20
billion right.
dollar a year nonprofit. As with every sport, though, all the players and coaching staff, wherever they're at, they get taxed in that state.
In that state, right.
So, you know, if they're down in Florida, they pay no state tax when they're playing against, like if the Wild were down playing Tampa Bay.
But they're still paying federal taxes, though. So, like, as
federal
as
tax, yes.
Players sure. and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm talking as a team, as a company, I mean.
As a non-profit entity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so so yeah. Basically, all the players, well, the players technically aren't getting paid in postseason. I think it's all,
yeah,
it's all bonus pay.
I mean, but that's not unique to the NFL. It's,
no, that's I think that's the same thing with the MLB, with the NHL,
and all
NBA.
The sports. Yeah, and
bonus pay doesn't mean anything, anyways.
Well, I mean, if it's that, bonuses, like how I got bonuses working before, they get taxed the shit out of them.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, it's like the Eddie Murphy skit. I want half it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, and they get I think it's the same way throughout all sports. Depending on how far you go, is how much bonus pay you get off of it. Yeah. So you make it past first round, you get X amount of dollars. You make it past the conference, you get X amount of dollars or division.
Maybe we could ask the Wild about how much they make when. Oh wait, they haven't made it past the first round in a long time.
I know. So even. So working for a company that's based out of Burbank and Dallas, contracting for the NFL, I still get taxed on the Minnesota rate. So looking at my stub, it still has the Minnesota tax and then the federal. I don't get taxed, even though my headquarters are out state and they have to follow.
You get taxed where you work.
And you get taxed, exactly. Yeah. Even though they have to follow their wage laws, I still get taxed on the Minnesota side of things.
But and it makes sense. I mean, you go to a store, like if you happen to end up at Wally World, well, they're based outside of Minnesota.
Right. So
I mean, I would have, you know, Target's not a good example because they're based here.
But, right.
But, I mean.
Oh, wait, what about Best Buy? Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, they're here too.
Well, if you get a check. Well, they're not really bankrupt yet.
No, they're not.
But, same thing. Amazon.
Let's hold the slander for now.
Amazon would be out of Seattle. Even the drivers.
Even though they're kind of based here now, too.
Well, they have a...
But
their checks are probably coming out of
they're being
Seattle.
Cut. Yeah.
But they're getting taxed for
they're here.
Minnesota. Yeah. Anybody working here is getting taxed Minnesota taxes, not Seattle taxes and Minnesota taxes.
Okay, thank you for listening to 3 in the CPA.
Hey, it's tax season.
You've been taxed.
Yeah. What's up with your taxes this season?
I just worked a thing for 4 days with a big time CPA accounting firm. And I was which doesn't help matters.
It's that time of year.
It is. All right, can we move on and talk about hockey?
Certainly.
So let's start off at the bottom. Wild, over the past 2 weeks, because we missed you guys last week. We really did.
We did.
We're glad everybody's among the living now.
Yes.
We have no Walking Dead amongst
everybody's
us.
Everybody's upright.
they managed to get a 10 out of 14 possible points. Jive. So let's go back just a little bit to that first week. with three games. I'm pretty sure I called 6 points. Jive called 4 points. No.
But
Aaron called it right? Aaron called 4 points. Jive called 5 points.
I did. It was going to be an overtime loss.
Who called it right, though?
Yeah.
Who called it right?
That'd be the
Kenny?
I was.
Who posted the poll?
That was me.
And then who got it right?
I did get the most votes.
Who got it right? Who got it right?
Yeah.
That is me.
So I was just a little off on my overtime loss, like by a game.
You know what? I was just a little off on that win by like 5 goals.
Yeah,
6 goals. So they actually started off very strong with a 5-1 win against Florida, a 6-2 win against Buffalo. Nino gets a hattie that game. Koivu finally scores.
Skulls. Wow. I heard it coming out right there.
Finally skulls.
Yeah. And then we have Colorado with the 7-2 whopping. I mean, you know, that week they still managed to get 4 out of 6 points, which is pretty solid. I mean, that's not a bad week if you're looking at Boudreaux's, you know, statistics. Yeah. And
the Haagen-Dazs metric.
Haagen-Dazs metric. Yes, I love it. So then we move on. We got Calgary. We lose in overtime. And then we get wins against Chicago in Chicago. Winnipeg came here 4-1. And then we overtime lost against Vancouver. So I think my numbers were actually off.
For a couple weeks, though, I mean, not horrible.
No, it's not. Yeah.
I mean, road-wise, not the best, but we only had 2 games on the road, and you had 2 points over the 2 games, so not bad.
And I got to say, when we were playing divisional opponents, we made it count.
Yeah, true, yeah.
I mean, those are the big points, especially coming down towards, you know, when we're heading down the stretch here.
Oh, yeah.
Taking away 2 points from any team that's within our division, I mean, that's big.
Well, especially now, Chicago, because both of us are bottom feeders in our division, even though we're the only division. Last I saw, and this was a while back, so I could be wrong now, but we were the only division that had all teams with a winning record.
Yeah.
I mean, that says something.
It's the
division of death.
It's the division of death. This is not new.
No.
We're just continuing an ongoing saga here, you know?
I mean, I think we're above, last I saw, I think we're above Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't by much. And I mean,
no.
When you got two teams that have winning records fighting for, you know, right now fighting for playoff spots, wild card spots,
right.
And they're both in the same division, and they're at the bottom of the division. That says something about who you're also playing against. So
I mean, yeah, we're 3 points up on Chicago, and then 4 points up on Colorado. Colorado's in the bottom.
Yeah.
So
Colorado's in the bottom now. They were close to the top.
Wait a day, it'll change. I mean, that's the thing. It's so close.
It's 10 points. You know, 10 points separates between top and bottom
right.
In the Central.
10 points.
I mean, we did have some big wins in there. Winnipeg for sure. Chicago at Chicago. Huge. And, you know, if Florida's actually playing really good. And the fact that we came back and beat them 5-1 after the stomping we got down in Florida.
Yeah.
That says something for the team coming back.
Paybacks.
You know, I think that the tough ones were obviously losing to Colorado 7-2.
That one really did hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that stings. But Stahl got 2 points that game, so he had 2 multi-point games in 3 games.
Yeah.
Multi-goal games.
He's been great. I mean, it's hard to argue with the production coming out of Stahl.
No, he's been like even, and it's not like it's even been up and down. He's been pretty much rock steady. I know
even going back to last year.
Yeah,
yeah. You know?
We've had a lot of players on our team. I mean, take a look at Zucker. I mean, he's having a great season, but you know, he had that huge hot streak. And then it was like, like 15 games or something.
Yeah, totally.
He was,
all of December was a garbage time for a Zucker. So,
And Zucker got goals back to back in this last series.
He's coming
Winnipeg
back.
Winnipeg and Vancouver, the last 2 games. Dumba against Winnipeg had a pair of goals. You know, our defense, we're starting to see them light up a little bit now, too. The Chicago game, both goals came from our defense with Brodin and Suter.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. So it's nice to see, finally start to see our goals kind of getting spread around again and seeing the D step up.
So, I mean, you make a good point, though, about, you know, Zucker coming back, Dumba coming back. Do we think they're actually back?
I think they're streaky.
Do you think it's just going to be a streaky for those two, and that's just gonna be the way it's going
to
be?
They're just kind of stepping up when they need to, when everybody else is kind of having maybe not a down spout, but when everybody else is getting covered a little bit more, they're actually kind of stepping up and saying, "Hey, you know what? We got your back. We can put these in too."
And I don't even know if it's just stepping up. I mean, I think that, you know, these are guys, they go out there and they, you know, they give their effort. You know, obviously no player's going out there to try not to score, you know. But
screw, I mean, you guys, I'm just gonna sit here.
Right. I just really think that you know, there's, you know, times when, you know, we're a well oiled machine, and I mean the shots are on and you're getting them right, you know, right through there, and then there's times when, you know, things just go wide or you know, the luck of the draw and your bounces don't go the right way.
What was it, the Winnipeg game where we had 40-some shots on goal?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And that was spread around. I mean, you had a few guys that obviously had more than others, and that was the one where Dumba had a pair. But, you know, it just shows that, no, guys were shooting, and they were getting through. So,
And that's even more so considering that, you know, it was like basically the first period and a half was all wild.
Oh, it was like 16-4. Shots on goal or something right. like that.
And then eventually they clawed back and, you know, right. I don't know.
And I don't know. I say that, like, the Minnesota Wild, the defense, so, I mean, they seem to almost be carrying the team offensively at some points, you know, on some of these nights. And so what I would wonder is, you know, is there something wrong with the Wild's game that's kind of pushing them, that they're getting all these goals from the defense, but, you know, where's our forwards? Why aren't they getting on the score sheet?
Looking back over the past 2 weeks, though, it's not necessarily that case. I mean, Nino got a hattie in one game.
Sure.
Okay. Stahl got multi-goal games in a couple of games, one of which Coyle stole his empty netter hat trick from him. But Coyle's gotten goals in a few games, so it's not necessarily that the D's, like, taking over. I think the D's just kind of stepped up when they needed to.
So you say there's, you know, three forwards who have been scoring, and then we take a look, and, well, there's three defensemen that have been scoring.
Well, that I will give you that, but I mean it's more than just those forwards, because Zucker's also been up and
Zucker's
scoring.
Zucker's putting
a couple. Koivu's got a goal in there. A goal.
A goal. That's all he's supposed to score. It says it right on his, doesn't it say it right on his sweater? A goal.
You know, the game against Florida, Colin had two goals. You know, Stahl had two goals. So it's not, I wouldn't say.
Okay, and I'm actually going to say, I'm going to take credit for the Cullen goals, because I was talking so much crap about him. Like, seriously, like the night before, and then all of a sudden, oh, Cullen's alive again.
Yeah, did that help you out?
So you're going to rag on him, and then you're going to steal his thunder when he has a multi-goal game.
Hey,
that's the angry Finn for you.
Talk to me when he actually, like, is consistently contributing to this team.
Right.
I mean, he is gray balls at this point.
Yes, he is.
We need something. I mean, granted, I realize that he alone does not make his line, and so he's got guys he's playing with. So I realize that it's not just him. However, he's got to, you know, we need performance from all lines, and this is something I've been saying for years. This is not new to Cullen. You know, I know we've had this discussion, whether it's Konopka, whether it's, you know, regardless of whoever's on the third and fourth line, they need to perform. They need to score. Because if we're just a top two line team,
it's not going
to
get it done.
It's not going to get done. And I think it helps when we have actually a healthy lineup where we have all the players where we can actually stack our four lines, you know, somewhat, not evenly, but somewhat where we can,
where you threaten all lines.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen a whole lot of that this year just because of injuries.
We've had lines, though, where it's like a grinder line. They're not going to be scoring anything.
Which is what Collins
No, but he's not a face-punching line. We've had those in the past.
Okay. So, yeah, we get all healthy and everybody comes back. We go down to Colorado, and who was scratched from the lineup that night?
Tell us.
Mr. Stewart.
Yeah.
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 And we got our asses handed to us, basically. Did.
And watching the game, I'm just like, why would you scratch him? It made no sense. No.
Especially against Colorado. That's probably...
Of all teams.
Right.
Was Foligno in that night?
Believe Foligno was still.
I mean, if you look over the last 2 weeks, you had 7 games. You could have scratched him for any other game. Why on God's green earth would you scratch him for that game?
I mean, that would be one that you.
And that was the one game where we were getting manhandled. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I'm betting that won't happen again. I would hope that does not happen again. I mean,
because it was so obvious watching it, you know.
Yeah. And it's not always that, you know. I mean, Stewie, sometimes he does some good stuff in the offensive zone.
Sure,
He can contribute.
At the beginning of the year, he was kind of lighting it up.
He was owning the team.
And that's when he was getting more ice time, too, you know.
True.
But now, you know, people are getting healthy and playing up ahead of him, but... You know, just the presence, having him there is
well, and Foligno should be stepping up with that role a little bit.
But Foligno, he's a single guy, and he's not, you know.
Who's the one with the black eye right now? Is that Winnick?
Winnick, yeah.
Winnick's got the black eye.
he just looks like, you know. He looks like ground beef, you know.
I think Stewie definitely has a presence out there, and he's got the energy, and he's willing to not step down. I'm not saying Foligno will step down, because Foligno has no issue.
But at the same point, it's like you can't have just one guy. I mean, and this is the problem the Wild have had over the last few years, where like they rely on one guy to be the quote-unquote enforcer.
Right.
And it's usually a guy who's not really suited for that role as an enforcer.
We haven't had an enforcer since Fedorik and Bugard.
Right.
I mean, honestly, those were our last two enforcers.
And so you have, like, these half-assed guys that, like, try to instill justice.
Yeah.
But they're normally more talented, you know, or talented enough where they don't need to be just an enforcer.
Right.
So you've got, you know, the Winnick. You've got Foligno. You've got Stewart. You've got... I mean, I'm not going to say Konopka, but, you know, if you're going back...
Well, Konopka just got his face pushed.
Konopka, he won face-offs. That's all he did. And he had a rabbit.
And he had a rabbit. And a winery.
He had wine, a rabbit, and face-offs. And
face-punched.
And face-punch. But that's about all he had.
It's because he didn't have a rabbit's foot in his pocket. See,
no, he had
He wouldn't kill his bunny.
Exactly.
But he had wine in his pocket, maybe.
Ooh, a little hooch.
Won't you hit me?
Suck on the Z.
You know, I honestly, though, that's kind of where the NHL is going. Like, they're not going to have a full-time enforcer.
No.
It doesn't make sense to you. Not when you're rolling four lines that you need.
It's a waste of a roster, you know?
It's kind of like how it went even back when there was still an enforcer. You never saw those guys in the playoffs.
No.
Hardly ever. Hardly ever. Rarely would you see them. You know, if you'd get like game three in or something like that where you're having issues, you might have them lace up their skates, but it didn't mean that their skates were touching the ice. It's more so as a... yeah, hey, guess what? I got nukes, too, so don't screw with our guys.
Yep.
But you need the guys that are going to be physical, but that can still skate and still play on a third or fourth line as well. You know, and I think that's kind of what it's coming down to, is that third, fourth line being the grinder line that'll just, you know, take you down and wear you down and still be willing to fight if it comes up to it.
Sure.
So, yeah. Well, that's kind of the week in review. 2 weeks in review.
Weeks in review.
Weeks in review with some banter.
Yeah, and more overtime losses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jeff, do you want to?
Yeah. So, you know, that was twice this last week that we lost in overtime.
Yeah.
And I will just point out that so far this season, when Dubnyk has been in net, we have not even made it to the shootout if we go into overtime. So,
which I mean, I don't want to be a negative Nancy, but
Debbie Downer.
I'm okay with that, though.
You're okay with that.
I mean, because some of those have ended in wins. Some of them obviously ended in losses.
Yes.
But I'd like the 3-on-3. I mean,
yeah.
And I liked it last year, even though we were losing them. But that was more so because we were not selecting the right, you know, set of skaters. Yeah.
Well, so now that they caught on to our, you know, two defensive men and a forward, like, is that, you know, so the teams know what to expect now? And
I don't think so.
It, you know, are we down and out again on our overtime performance here?
Then? I don't think so.
I think
it's more so, you know, you got to pick guys that are going to play well in that situation. And no different than you have in the PK. You know, you're gonna play players that play well in that situation.
I mean,
or maybe he's just playing the defensive men because they're the ones that actually scored a goal.
Well, I mean,
you have that, but you also have it where, you know, Nino doesn't play on the PK.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay not to play certain players during the 3-on-3 because they're too slow or they don't fit that format well.
Nino doesn't fit that very well.
Jive, you
actually... Nino might play 3-on-3 all right. Suter does not fit that at all.
But Jive was saying, you know, with the D that's scoring, Dumba's done very well on the 3-on-3. But are you going to put Dumba out there as the lone defenseman with two forwards? Probably not.
No.
You know, you're going to have another defenseman paired up with him.
Well, maybe not. You know, I don't know that he alone is the contributing factor of while losing in overtime.
No, well, no, but I mean, if you're going to do a 3-on-3 with Dumba out there, are you going to put out? I mean, at that point, you'd almost have to put out two centers that are used to playing two way.
Yeah, defensive forward along with two Dumba centers would work.
Okay,
yeah.
So I haven't looked ahead in the Twitter talk.
No,
but
neither have I.
So. For all of us, if you're going to, okay, 3-on-3, who's your 3-on-3?
Who's my 3-on-3?
Starting out, yeah.
I got a Jive and Aaron and a Kenny, and we got this. We got this all covered right now.
We got the 3-on-3?
We got the 3-on-3. Beer League, we're good. We're golden.
Okay, Jive, what are you thinking?
Defensively, I'm going to have Dumba out there.
So you rolling 1D or 2D?
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm liking Dumba because, I mean, he's got a shot. He can also get the puck down in deep. He can handle it down there like a forward would.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to put him out there. Next to him, I'm going to put Zucker out there.
Yeah.
Zucker's good got speed. Some speed. Great speed. Yep. He can get
his
out there.
His hands have
he
gotten better.
Break away.
Oh, much better, yeah.
Yes. And, yes, his game is looking good. The puck control is good. And those two I've seen, you know, them move the puck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to have Koivu out there. He's too slow.
He's too slow.
On that point. Granlund, I really like his scrappiness, but I don't think he would quite fit in with that. So, actually, sure. I think the next best person to have out there with those two would be Staal. I mean,
okay,
he's consistent as well.
Aaron, so. You want me to go? You want to
go? Yeah, well, why don't you go?
So I'm going to go a little bit different route, Judd. Okay. I mean, I appreciate what you said, and it makes total sense as a line. I'm going to go a little bit different, though. I think I'm going to keep Granlund out there because I think Granlund actually does pretty well, and he is scrappy enough. And it's man, this almost pains me to say. I might actually put Koivu out there because Koivu can feed him fairly well.
Okay.
I'm going to get flamed for that.
The finisher used to spoon feeding?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Felsk is going to flame the hell out of me.
Suomi, man.
Suomi. I'm going to get flamed for that one. And then at the D, you know, you got your two forwards in there. You got Koivu is pretty well a good two-way forward. So I think that helps with the D pairing.
Sure.
With the D, you know, you're going to want somebody who can play up but can also go back. I think I might go with, I'm kind of tossed between Spurgeon and Brodin. I think I'm going to go with Spurgeon.
So, I, you know, and...
Which is fairly offensive in putting your center at the...
I mean, I like both of your thoughts. I mean, the tough part is you have to have defense, you know, from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You need to have someone that's going to win face-offs.
Yes, you do.
So... You're looking for a set of players that don't exist in the wild.
It's really this is true.
It is. I mean, it is, you know, kudos to Boudreaux for, you know, trying to figure something out. You know, going back, I mean,
Stahl can win faceoffs, not as well as Koivu.
Yeah.
But he can win faceoffs.
You know, and I think that's where I go, you know, you need someone that wins faceoffs. So... I'm going to go Stahl if I'm looking for a forward. But I like the way that Boudreaux has been playing 2D on the initial faceoff. So I'm going to go Stahl. I'm going to go Dumba. And I'm going to go Spurgeon. Because I like the combination of those guys. They all can score. We know that. So
and
if I had went with the two defensive pairing, yes, Spurgeon would have definitely been my other
pick. It's a no-brainer, right?
See, so. I think Koivu is a little bit more defensive-minded as a center, so you have that option.
Oh, it's a great thought. I mean, I'm not downing on that. That's for sure.
I do like the fact that all three of us went different directions,
and we don't have to justify it because we're not getting paid to be the head coach and figure out how to win an OT.
If you want to pay us, Bruce, though, you know where to find us.
As I like to say, that's above my salary grade.
We do consulting on the side, though, if you want to. Yeah.
Make it rain, Bruce. Make it rain Haagen-Dazs.
Make it rain Haagen-Dazs.
I accept Haagen-Dazs as payment.
You know, the mint chip Haagen-Dazs is real. I found this out when I was sick. Mint chip.
You got to go with the mint.
Mint chip Haagen-Dazs, although it's not green, which I'm very disappointed with.
It's not green?
It's
not like the peppermint bonbon style. Like,
they try to be all natural with it.
Exactly.
Stuff. Oh, come on.
I want a green. Yeah. Make it radioactive. Right. Jeez.
You have some food coloring you can just dab a little in and mix it up?
Well, I was sick. I was not going that far. You know?
I want that stuff glowing.
Radioactive.
Right. So, all right. Should we get into the wild card?
Yeah.
The wild card.
All right.
So, as we mentioned, Nino came back.
Yeah.
He had a Hattie.
Had a Hattie. And then he got hurt again.
Yeah. You think it was lingering?
Was that a Cranberries joke? Linger?
Oh. Do you have to let it linger?
Do you have to let it linger?
Oh. Too soon, maybe.
Well, I can't think of any lyrics right now.
Are you calling Nino a zombie?
Zombie. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Come on. Don't go there.
So, if you haven't heard, the singer for the Cranberries passed away.
Yeah.
Way too young.
Yes.
Way too young.
And as much as it sounds like we're making fun of, I think we all have much respect.
We're all like, we're that of that era.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
I was jamming to this. So.
I don't know if I was jamming.
Well,
When
Zombie, dude.
Zombie, though, yeah.
Yeah, dude. But that song had...
Even for a metal guy, I was okay. That
has some rock.
Yeah, exactly.
She had some pipes on her. No doubt. You know, it was good stuff. And, yeah, it sucks. Another one, too early. Yeah. So, hockey talk.
on the British side.
That's one that's not coming back. Hopefully, Nino will be coming back.
Well, put it that way.
Wow. Jive going really dark here.
Jive, she does have a song called Zombie.
Hopefully Nino comes back from the dead.
Oh, man.
You're the one who said it, not me.
I think we just went morbid.
Yeah, we may be. So, Nino, you know, who knows when he's going to come back.
When his parents bring chocolates back. Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, we missed that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, do you want to mention it?
Yeah, I might as well.
What? Tell me more about Nino's parents' chocolates.
So his parents were in town for his Hattie. They flew in from Swiss country.
They flew in from Swiss.
From Swiss country. Brought in some Swiss chocolate.
I like it when...
Swiss chocolate?
Yeah, they did.
Like hot chocolate? Swiss chocolate?
No, not the Swiss Miss crap.
Oh.
But apparently they're handing out to all the security staff at the X that night. All
right.
But, yeah. So, anyways.
See, I hear Swiss chocolate, I'm thinking of the little hot chocolate.
So, wait. You
think of Swiss chocolate.
Hold on. Jive, so you think the Swiss Miss Girl, and you play the grapefruit sample. What is going on with your head, man?
Sipping the hot chocolate, man. Come on.
With the grapefruit video sample.
It's like one of those...
It's sipping the hot chocolate.
It's like with those chocolate oranges. You know, chocolate oranges, you know? It's kind of the same thing, right?
Except for it's grapefruit that's on a different head.
Oh, God. Humanga's big.
So, speaking of all stars.
Oh, Danny Healy's back in town?
Yes.
No.
Mr. Eric Stahl is now an all-star for the Wild.
Yeah.
Our only all-star this year.
Well, I mean, it's kind of tough now with how they have it set up.
Kind of.
To get multiple.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, it's kind of one and the other. I mean, it's...
Right.
It's harder, but... Not really.
I mean, because how many guys do they have per team?
You need teams that score.
Yeah.
And Wild don't have scorers. I mean, if Zucker had been more consistent or Granny, they could have been there too, you know, but definitely. They didn't, so.
And Granny found the back of the net recently?
Sure, but that's not enough to make the All-Star
I think
cut.
If Stewart would have kept on his pace from the beginning of the year, he may have been up there.
Yeah. I mean, I think you made an argument for a few players on the team.
Yeah. I'm wondering why Parise didn't get the nod.
I mean, well, has he got a goal yet this year?
Not yet.
He's got an assist.
I think he's got an assist, yeah.
Ah, loser.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him
overpaid.
I'm gonna give him. I'm gonna give him a little while to get his legs back under him. He's been out for quite some time.
I'm waiting for his back to get under him.
Actually, I mean, though, you know, when you say that, though, his play out there, though, like
he's been involved.
Yeah, he's been involved. He's been aggressive. I mean, he's moving the puck around. I'm liking Parise's play, and it's only a matter of time before. Being in front of the net.
Granted, didn't that feel like the same argument we make for a lot of players? Well, like, it's only a matter of time.
I was just going to say, when were we saying that about Koivu?
Or Zucker or Coyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like we had that argument for everyone, you know? It's only a matter of time before they are a matter that...
I think
it's a Minnesotan thing of us. But hey, I tell you what. Last night, things changed here. Things are going to start happening right now.
Oh.
That's why I say trifecta. Don't. All right. Just watch me.
Well, you know, 10 out of possible 14 over 2 weeks isn't that bad.
It isn't that bad. And if you go back...
Regular Madam Cleo over here.
Hey, and if you go back and look over this season, and
you
I know...
You need to change your Twitter to Madam Jive.
I know we... I know that we have mentioned this before with Boudreaux being in town here, but, you know, while yes, the Wild, you know, have had a couple of losses, they haven't had a losing streak longer than three games. They have one losing streak of three games.
No.
But other than that, it's only been one or two games that, honestly, you know, before they get back on track.
No, no doubt.
I mean, the fact, and we had mentioned it before, we are in the division of death.
We are.
Yeah.
And Boudreaux is not a losing coach.
No, he's not.
He never has been. Even a couple of seasons ago when with Anaheim, where they started off, 0-10 or something like that.
Or even the start when he had with... with Washington, I mean, he's had spurts, but never a full season.
But
where
he's always made the playoffs.
Yeah,
and he's always been a winning coach. And honestly, I see him. We're gonna make the playoffs this year, whether we get home ice or not. Boudreaux's not the type of coach to not let that not happen.
Yep.
A lot of double negatives in there.
I'm like, that's a lot of negatives there.
Yeah, just figure it out. We'll make the playoffs.
So you're saying we're going to make the
playoffs. We're going to make the playoffs. Right.
He's not saying we're not going to not make the not playoffs.
Exactly.
Not exactly.
not what he said, and not what you said, but not what Boudreaux's not going to not do.
And or... Okay, never mind.
Exactly.
All right. Well.
So, go. Shall we finish talking about the All-Star game, or should we just move on? Let's just move on.
Get into some Twitter talk.
Let's do some Twitter talk. We got some questions.
Got a few Twitter questions here. First question comes in from Ty Sands 42. So three in the box. The Avs just retired Hedge Duck.
Hey Duke.
For folks that want to know, that's Hey Duke. do you think it's warranted? And then he also wants to know, have we seen the first three Wild retired numbers? If so, who?
So let's start off with Hedge Duck / Hey Duke.
Is it warranted?
No.
Probably not.
I don't know
about warranted, but he was a solid contributor there.
I mean, if that was...
For years.
If that's what it takes to be retired, I mean, sure, yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're talking years of service. I can't remember how many seasons he spent with them, but I mean...
You know what?
I don't know if that's going to be my... The bar to clear, though, right?
I think it's going to take a lot more than what Hey Duke has done. Second question, have we seen...
And hockey has a lot more numbers to retire anyways,
Sure.
Well,
there's plenty to go around.
Well, now with the Wild that, you know, keep giving off numbers like, oh, hey, number one is for our fans.
Because why not?
No, 1801.
No, number one.
And number one
is retired.
Oh,
yeah. And you know they also have
the
league wide 99 retired for Gretzky.
League wide,
because why not?
Why not?
Gretzky was good, but
so then when we have to start putting 100s on players' jerseys, that's going to be we're going to blame Gretzky then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because nobody can have 99
or Batman, because Batman will probably still be around by then.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. So, Hey Duke played 1,000 games with Colorado.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue against that. I mean, because he was there for so long.
How many seasons? What is that? 10 seasons? 12 seasons?
No.
That is...
I mean, that would be like maybe 10 seasons with playoffs and not missing a game, so... Yeah.
That's 12, like 14 seasons.
14 seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, that's some pretty good tenure there.
That's tenure.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if we're going off of that, I could see them maybe retiring Koivu's number.
I mean, if you put in comparison as far as games played goes, I mean, that's more than Koivu by like 200 games. Mm-hmm. More than Nick Schultz by 300 games. More than Gabrick by like 500 games.
If Koivu ended up being franchise and brought them to a cup and won a cup wearing the C, I could see them retiring number 9.
When is he going to wear the C?
He is right now.
Is he?
So there's no way that Koivu is not going to be retired, his number. I mean, that was preordained. That's number. No one else is ever going to wear number 9.
For the Wild?
No, yeah. The team could end today, and that number will be retired.
See, we need to have two number 9s hanging in Minnesota. One for Madonna and one for Koivu.
Well, that's not going to happen, but I appreciate your, you know, thoughts.
As you're wearing our North Stars shirt.
Hey, right
now. And I can say that the other two besides Koivu would probably be the 13-year-long contracts that we've got.
Is anyone else going to wear a 20? Is anyone else going to wear 11?
There might be some people who'd like to.
But
I know my buddy that from back in high school that, you know, my buddy Chris, he number 11, man. So, I mean, that was his number. I mean, it might be somebody else's number too, you know.
I think for those two to have their numbers retired, though, I think it's still going to take a cup.
I don't know. I mean, they've got a lot of years left.
Yeah.
Barring injury,
yeah,
their numbers are probably going to get retired. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest
here.
So? Yeah. I mean, they've been paid too much not to have their numbers retired.
Right.
Okay.
They didn't sign those long contracts to not have any sort of a legacy.
Right. I mean, barring injury, if one of them gets hurt, seriously, and it's career ending.
No.
Things change. The discussion changes then.
All right.
All right.
So, next question from Crease and Assist. at 3 in the box, will GM Chuck Fletcher regret he didn't give an extension to Eric Staal instead of Mikko Koivu, or will he lose his job because of such a sentimental move?
Will he regret it? Probably, because Staal's been great. I mean, yep.
Should have got it done before.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he might regret not extending because he's staying
Staal. Well, he's going to regret it. I mean, there's no way he can.
I mean, he's staying Staal for what, 2 years?
Three.
Was it a 3-year contract?
Yep.
Do you see him re-signing with the Wild?
I mean, it's possible.
I think it's possible. I mean, you take a player like Staal, I mean, he's starting to get up there. And
he's still got a few years left in him.
Oh yeah, he's still got a few years in his career. But he's also
a little older.
But he's also probably at a point in his career where, you know, yes, he might be able to, you know, make an extra $500,000 or $1 million over here or something like that. But it might not even be worth it for him, you know.
It might depend on his family.
If he's comfortable.
If his family loves the Twin Cities, maybe something can happen. I'm not going to hold my breath because it usually doesn't work out like that.
Yeah, it's all business in the end.
It's all business, and he's got a finite period where he's got where he can earn that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I think
we're fools if we're gonna begrudge him for trying to make the most of that time period.
The only thing that I could see going against that right now is the fact that the Wild are so salary capped for the next so many years.
Oh yeah,
so they wouldn't be able to.
The Wild aren't gonna be able to offer him market. Yeah. I mean, there's no
way. That might be the only downside to it is the fact.
Well, that is the downside.
Yeah. Trying to sign him for what he's currently making, or you know, a little bit more, but not a ton more.
Yeah.
So
I mean, extending Koivu was a dumb for the price that they paid for Koivu. That was a dumb move. I think we all agreed mostly on we overpaid.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway,
next question.
Along the man, what is a Fletcher heavy?
Yeah.
little section here. From Crease and Assist, Mr. Derek Felska. Fletcher met with Kaprizov and Svetlakov.
Kaprizov and Svetlakov.
There we go. Over dinner.
As the Black Russian.
Over dinner.
Over dinner.
Fletcher met with the Russians over dinner, and now everything seems okay between the two sides. Do we have reason to hope that they'll play for the Wild someday or nyet?
Nyet.
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 Are we saying nyet?
Nyet.
No, I'm just saying nyet because it sounds fun to say. Nyet. Maybe, but I wouldn't hold my breath, to be quite honest.
Pravda?
Pravda? I mean, nothing's sure till it actually happens. No. So.
I mean, he's still got contract with the KHL, I believe, for...
Cocktail-a.
Cocktail-a.
That means what's up. or what's that?
What was that? What video was that from?
Cocktail-a.
I remember seeing that.
What's up?
The Cocktail-a.
Oh, that was our old band Spew. Yeah. That was our version of the what's up. Yeah. Going back to the football, you right. know, what's up.
At least you guys didn't do a dilly dilly.
Yeah, now we're into a Philly dilly.
Oh, stop it right now. I should have never opened my mouth on that
You
one.
Did it.
I
All right. We're going to turn you into Bud Light now.
Nope.
Kenny Light. What is Kenny Light?
Is this Jeopardy now? Well, you said, what is Kenny Light?
What is Kenny Light?
Yes. All right. Next question in from Crease and Assist. Three in the box. A lot of fans on Twitter got angry at the Minnesota Wild, leading a skull chant at the Wild game. And this is the same Wild game where Case Keenum led the Let's Play Hockey chant. Is that, you know, okay to use another Minnesota team's chant, or do they need to kind of stay with their with their hand egg team?
I think we've seen it before, though. We've seen Wild players throw out the first pitch at Twins games.
Yeah.
We've seen Wild players lead the Gajula horn. At the U.S. Bank. I'm pretty sure.
What was that, Kenny?
The Gajula horn. So I think the crossover, especially when you got two teams that are both playing kind of the same season. Like,
yeah, the season's crossover.
You know, you get crossover like that. I think it's all right. I mean.
Oh, definitely. I don't think people need to get into an uproar. I mean,
I don't want it to be the Wild chant, though.
No, definitely not.
No. We're not, and I don't think we're asking for it, or they were asking for it to be the Wild chant here. I think that they were taken up on the, you know,
granted
opportunity to,
you know, is there something, you know, is there harm for it to be the Minnesota chant, and all sports teams respond to that?
Well,
is that a bad thing?
Right now, we've got two teams using "Let's Go Crazy."
Yeah, yeah. True.
You know, we got the Vikings and the Wild.
Let's go crazy and let's go.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a problem with that?
I don't necessarily think so. As long as the Wild don't start donning like purple sweaters.
I don't know. Or is that the worst thing? I mean,
I think he's
going to go to his market. That's
okay. Hold on. Let me go to my spot here.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So there's one thing I really like about Pittsburgh.
All is the colors. That
every team in Pittsburgh has the same colors.
I think Kenny likes Pittsburgh too.
Oh, don't get me started with Pittsburgh.
And even though I'm not a big fan of purple and gold in a color sense, because it looks kind of Barney-ish to me, if the Wild and Twins and Timberwolves, if all the teams conglomerated on a single color scheme, that'd be pretty badass.
Okay.
In my perspective.
Yeah. I got two thoughts on that, Aaron. The first one is, what bugs me about the purple with hockey sweaters is all I think of is the LA Kings back
the
in the
Burger
King style.
Burger King jersey.
And that just
we can just be gold and like with purple highlights. Oh, wait, that's like the LA Kings too.
Yeah.
But you can do it
yes.
and not have it be like the Kings.
Tacky.
And yeah. The second thought on that is I'm pretty sure you and I have had this conversation before about cities that have had the same color scheme for all their sports teams.
There's only one team.
Well, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
The Mets and the Rangers were close.
No. One's blue and orange, one's blue and red.
Yeah.
Us.
And that's only two teams. If you're going with the Mets and the Islanders.
Sorry, the Mets and the Islanders.
Okay.
But that's only two teams. You know, I don't know. I think it's a cool thing that an area
has the same colors.
It's like
that is something to be proud of. Where you actually have your team, you have your colors.
You go to Pittsburgh. Black and gold.
It's black everywhere. And gold, baby.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's
we do have
freaking cool.
We do have a start with purple with the Saints. It's
no, Saints are blue.
Bluish, but they do a lot of purple stuff.
But it's not.
No.
That's not. I'm
sorry, I was a little off on that. I don't think I would want our football.
Kenny's going out to change.org right now, and he's going to start a petition to have all the teams change their color.
North Stars had gold. We can stick with the gold.
You're just hey, I get it. I'm not a big fan of purple either. Because
gold's not tacky.
You know what though?
If anything, the Vikings should take red, white, and blue like the Twins have, because at least they've won a championship.
And then let's switch the Wild to red, white, and blue and get rid of the Christmas colors.
Well, I can agree with that.
I can agree with that.
You know, if we can at least have like the, or even like a remember at one point where the Vikings purple sweaters almost looked like they were dark blue? Or purple?
They were a deeper purple.
Yeah, yes. And it was almost blue.
Yeah.
If we like smoke on the water?
Yes.
That deep of a deep purple?
That deep purple.
You know what? The Timberwolves already have blue. The Twins have blue. We can get the Vikings back to that blue, and we can get the Wild to switch over to blue. That's a start.
But I don't know, like, even if you took, like, the Wild green with some purple, and, I think that would look pretty good, too.
That, you put purple in a hockey sweater, though, all I think of is the Kings from the Burger King. Because
there's not many teams that wear purple.
No, I mean, there's really not.
That's part of the problem. Yeah. We'd be, on the forefront there.
Yeah.
All right.
Next after question. LA.
Next question.
Three in the box from Chris from Theon88 via
or Tom Hain.
Tom Hain, there you go.
Via Chris
T-Hain.
T-Hain.
Basically
okay, I'm gonna just gonna read the question for Kenny.
Basically, T-Hain didn't hashtag it. Well, so Kalska helped him out.
We kind of talked about this, but how high does the price have to be for GMCF Chuck Fletcher to move Stahl at the deadline?
The Wilder granted make some moves. I know that's not really the question here, but I think the Wilder gonna have to make something happen here.
And
make
I don't see him getting rid of space Stahl. Or
something.
Yeah. Whether it's space or just something, right?
Although Stahl's value is probably pretty good right now with the way he's been performing.
But his value is going to be higher next year at the deadline,
is not going to clear up enough cap space to bring in players of equal value.
No.
Yeah.
So trading him has to be off the block.
Stahl's not going to happen. I mean, I think if Stahl's getting moved, it's going to be during the offseason or during the trade deadline next year.
Or he's not going to re-sign, which would be the off-season.
Well, or the deadline next year. So, yeah. All right, next question. Eric Stahl from Crease and Assist. Mr. Derek Felska. Eric Stahl was named to the NHL All-Star Game. Who was the Wild's least deserving All-Star? Philip Kuba or Nick Johnson?
Oh man, we're going back.
That's old school.
That is very old school.
I think Kuba was like, I like, you know, he defensively. I mean, he was good, man. So
I don't know. I like Nick Johnson, though.
I'm going to go with Kuba being not the one, so I'm going to go with Nick Johnson being the least deserving.
I'm going to go Kuba.
So we got two Johnsons.
We got two Johnsons and a Kuba.
Oh, man.
Show title.
Right? And the show title.
All right.
Last question.
Last question comes in from Ty Sands. 42. Three in the box. What is the better Minnesota free agent signing? Eric Staal or Case Keenum? Hashtag go Vikings.
Well, that's a nice New Orleans go right yes. there. It's,
Eric Staal, because Case Keenum is a fake name.
It's a fake name.
Do you have a case file on this or what? He's got a Keenum file.
Case Keenum sounds like a fake name. Like, that does not sound like a real person. Huh? That's like an alias for, like, a CIA agent.
What about Coco Crisp? What team does that guy play for?
I love Coco Crisp, though.
he plays for Team Kellogg.
Right. But is that a real name?
That's Post, actually, man.
Oh, man.
Eric Staal, I think, is, I mean.
At this point, yes. Eric Staal, I mean.
I don't want to get too much into football, but.
Over the last couple years, he's, you know, contributed a lot to the team. And we've talked about how, you know, how steady he's been, especially this season. While, you know, Case Keenum, it's a great story. Him coming here, you know, taking the reins and, I mean, really, you know, he came in here just to back things up and fell into a position.
I saw something about we got the quarterback from Philly.
Yeah.
To replace our quarterback, and then our backup comes in, and Philly got their quarterback, and their quarterback gets hurt, so their backup is now playing.
Yes, because Bradford went to Philly. We got Bradford from Philly. Philly got
Wentz or Wirtz or...
Yeah, and then
George Wendt
got rid of
Wendt.
Foles.
George Wendt?
No, not George Wendt. Not Norm.
Not Norm.
Yeah, and then Philly got rid
of the doggy dog world.
Philly got,
and I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
Philly got rid of Foles. Keenum went to Philly.
No one cares.
And then Keenum came here.
No one cares.
Milk bone underwear, Foles, man. Milk bone there. Underwear.
Milk bone you got underwear. Milk bone underwear?
It's a doggy dog world. I'm wearing milk bone underwear. I've completely missed that. He was so caught up in his own speech. He missed what you and
That's
I just said.
That's not my own speech. You started it. I'm trying to figure out the
his brain
going.
Was so one way at
Welcome
that point.
To three in the gridiron. No one cares. Okay. So there you have it.
We got a show, boys.
That's a show. Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
You know, find me on Twitter or Instagram at NostraKenius, and you can see some of the stuff I'm doing and chatting about and whatnot.
How about you, Jive?
Yeah, you can follow me. I am on Twitter. I am at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Find us on your favorite podcast player.
Like us, rate us. Follow us on YouTube.
YouTube, Apple.
Play Store, the Apple
Podcast.
Store. Oh, it's Apple Podcasts now.
On yeah. iTunes, I think.
No, it's Apple Podcasts now.
Yeah,
there is no more iTunes.
iTunes is dead, yeah. Man. Come on, Apple guy.
I'm not a fruit company.
Come on,
Steve
Jobs.
The one guy sitting here with fruit on his desk.
Hey. Where's my gaff?
The one fruity
Where's
guy.
Where's my gun?
The
oh,
one
wait.
Fruity guy in the room.
All right. Anyway, 3inthebox.com. If you can't find us on those players or
just
whatever,
search for 3inthebox.
We're players now.
Search for 3inthebox. Three in the blocks.
3inthebox.
Yeah. Why not? We might show up.